Monday, July 6, 2015, Board of Corrections meeting, Board of Equalization meeting at 2 o'clock, Board of Corrections meeting at 3 o'clock, and Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
Okay, we're going to call the Board of Equalization to order. Let's stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act that's posted near the door for anyone in attendance to view. Would you call roll, please, Ted?
Love?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McNair is absent.
Make a motion to excuse Dick.
Second that.
We've got a motion by Scott Love and a second by Tony Gomez to excuse Dick McNair. Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the June 8th meeting, 2015.
So
moved. I got a motion by Tony and a second by Bill Rohde.
Do you need to do a call roll on Dick's?
Yes. We'll do it at the same time. Is that okay, Ted? On Dick's absence and excuse?
We can just do it at the same time, but separate.
Okay.
Okay, on the first motion to excuse Dick, Love?
Yes.
Boske?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
On the second motion of the minutes, Boske?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Okay, board to review protests with...
You didn't do the Open Meeting Act.
Yes, I did.
You did? Did I fall asleep?
Sorry.
It's going really fast.
I had a good time Friday night. I remember. Board to review protests and recommendations by the referee. We've got a pile of them here.
Ted has something.
Ted?
If I may just address the board here for a second, is all the protests that the referee has made recommendations are in your folder. They're in numeric order, one through whatever. Doesn't mean that they're all there, but in all the packets that the protest, the supporting documents and everything should be in the same order. Referee's got a set, I've got a set, and everybody else got a set. Now, we did send out a letter inviting people that if they had new information from when they visited with the referee, that they were allowed to file it until 9 o'clock this morning. The only ones that I received any information for were protests 3 and 4 from Randy Heisey, and that wasn't supporting documents. It was just stating a fact that Jeff said he would come out and visit the houses, and that he did not. In light of that, I see that there's a few people out here in the audience that apparently want to be here while the board is reviewing their protest. If you want to accommodate them, I guess you could take them out of order. The invitation in my letter stated written documents only, but if they're out in the audience, it's up to the board.
Well, I'd like our referee to introduce himself.
My name is Joe Wilson. I'm a real estate appraiser from Lincoln. Been doing real estate appraisal for 42 plus years.
Okay.
So,
and you were one of the referees that went through all these protests
I
with?
I was.
Okay. Just so everyone knows. I guess we can start out with Scott. And Scott Munson is 442A, or protest number 12.
All right, first I want to apologize.
You want to? Right up here. Okay. State your name for the record and address.
All right. Scott Munson, 935 Fiddler Creek Road, Homer, Nebraska. First I want to apologize. I didn't make it to the meeting. And I understand I didn't probably I don't know if they consider looking at it if you don't show up, which is not respectful, but on the other hand, I didn't feel good that day and I didn't make it. But anyway, I had added on to my garage down below, and I was speaking with Jeffrey, and we both kind of looked at it that day when I came in, and because normally he said they raised everything 5%, and I have a house in town which was 5%, and then out in the country they raised 40% on my detached garage, and we both kind of thought that was kind of a high, you know, for what it actually is, because I just put an addition onto it is all it is. And they raised, you know, 40%. So we both thought that was considerably high. So he said, I understand, if it's that much, he said, I understand why you have a complaint. So that's kind of why I came back today, because I missed the meeting.
And just grab the calculator.
Okay. Go ahead. And we just kind of figured, I could see 15 or 20%, but I thought 40% was just too much for what it is, you know. And I thought it went from 187 to 216, I could see it being, going up in between there somewhere, or even maybe a little over, but 216. Like I say, me and Jeff visited, and we looked at the 40%, and he did agree with me at that time and thought we were a little high. So I don't know if we could, look at it again.
So you went from...
I was paying a total was $187,745, and it jumped to $216,115. And I realized farmland and everything went up, but that wasn't what it was. It was this 40% on that little addition I put on the garage. That just was quite a jump, you know. And I know land's going up every year, and the value of that's not changing, and they got to have the 5% increase on everything, but...
So in 14, your total value was $187,745.
Right.
And now they've got you at $216,115.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, if jump like that every year, geez, I don't think I could afford to live there, to be honest with you.
Well,
and I understand taxes are going up and our tax, everything's going to go up. But, 40% on a garage addition.
Your garage was in the 187. Do you think it was in there that year or not? It was just built in 13.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. That's my knowledge, it was.
Yeah.
Because the garage was there. I just put a little addition onto it is all I did. I added on to it. I didn't build a garage. I just put a piece on the side of it, And you shouldn't get 40% out of that.
I'm trying to see what the garage was valued at, and I don't know if I don't have it here. The garage itself should be separate somewhere. If it went up 40%, so there must. What do you have for a value on the garage now?
I don't know here where it shows.
Well, they took you up $28,370 is what they took you up on your value from the 187 to the 216.
Yeah, and like I said, 40% of that was due to...
Was the garage.
Was the garage, yeah.
Seems like a single car garage. And that's what it is. It's an addition onto your garage.
Yeah, it's just
a single car garage.
It's a double garage, but I just put on 20 feet onto it is what I did. Added 20 foot on the side. So.
And that was done in 13, the addition?
That was... No, it was finished last year.
14.
So 14. Yeah, it was finished last year.
So it wouldn't have been on your previous statement. I'm guessing that's why it went up. It's never under your addition.
Mm-hmm. But even at going up 40%, we decided was a little bit much.
Scott, we've done some figuring here. Scott and I have. As a whole, it's like 15% is what your taxes went up. It's not 40%. So, go ahead.
How big was the addition?
20 foot.
20 by?
20 yeah. by 40.
20 by 40.
Yep.
Board want to do here?
How do you figure it out? 15%?
I mean, well, I took the 187,745, and if I divided it into 0.9, you know, which is 10%, that comes up to 208. And if I did the 2 or the 187,745 divided into 0.8, which is 20%, it was 234. So I'm just dividing that into the half of the between the 10 and the 20, which is 15%.
Yeah, 40% would be 140.
Right, right. It's 15% is the way I figured it. And that's the way that I figured the percentages. Divide into 0.9 is 10%, 0.8 is 20, 0.7 is 30.
What's the line item lump sums? What does that mean, you know?
What page are you
on? Oh, it's on the third to the last page. It's got a description of the outlay here. And everything's itemized.
I was just wrong with 15. Yeah.
This page here.
Yeah. The second where it says total estimated value is 216. Right above that says lump sum, 15,000.
Yeah, I'd have to get into the system to look at that. Okay. I don't know what it is, but right above that, if you look at there, there's two detached garages in the line items right above there.
Right.
Above the drawing. And one of them, the larger one, which has the addition on it, has a cost of $13.41 a square foot. And that particular garage has a 40% depreciation on it. So,
I see.
And then there's apparently a newer garage there also that has the same $13.41 per square foot cost and a 5% depreciation.
That makes sense.
So it's
just but still, see, one of $30,000 on $187,000. Well,
we'll take it under review and we'll make a decision on it. And we'll notify you just in case you know what our decision was.
Scott. All right, that's fair. Thank you.
You got it.
Appreciate you coming. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Ma'am? Nancy?
Nancy Bianchi, come on down.
I've never done this before, so you're going to have to guide me through it.
You'll be fine at that.
Okay. Bianchini, and I reside at 100 Colonial Drive, South Sioux City. And
she is protest number 3, I guess.
Two. Should be the second one.
Here, put this one up. Right there.
Okay. But there was like several of them under there. Right? I'll pull this one out of the way. Go ahead.
Well, my only complaint was that my taxes went up, and I really don't think they should. I've been at my resident for 53 years, and I live in a neighborhood now that is not at all like when I moved into it. I live in a single-dwelling home, and all of my neighbors do, but there are 3 and 4 families in those homes. And therefore, my property has got cars in front of it and beside it. And this gentleman was talking about a garage. I don't even have a garage. I park my car outside.
You're on Colonial Drive.
Correct.
Right on the corner.
With the big bear in the yard.
I know, right where you're at.
Well, that big bear's costing you money on your taxes.
Uh-oh. I don't want a bear. Well, actually, it's my second. My first one was burned up by Huck Nightworks on the 4th of July 3 years ago.
Was I there?
No, you were not guilty. Not that we saw.
All right. So basically what I'm looking at here is it shows it went up to 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking at something differently here than what or not?
Went from 110 to 116. So that'd be 5%.
Right. Exactly.
I guess basically I haven't done any improvements, you know.
Well, Rick can explain to you as the chair of what the state has done with that 5%.
Okay.
I can. No idea.
They just basically mandated.
Yeah, mandated it.
A 5% across the board.
You're just
SOL. As much as I can say that.
But what we're going to do with the money? I have no idea. But all I know is that they came down and we even went so far as to write them a letter and wanted them to hold things off for a while, and that's absolutely no good.
Okay. Well, I just said I'd come down.
You know, and believe me, Nancy, there's people that I've talked to, the same type of thing, that, you know, their value went up $4,000, and they're like, I haven't done a thing to my house.
Yeah.
I mean, my house went up $11,000, $12,000, and I haven't done a thing to it either. And that's just unfortunately the way it is. But, yeah, they pretty much mandated that. They came in and just said that, and knock on wood, the commercial site's going to, I think, is going to be even crazier over the next 3 to 5 years as well, because I think it's been a little bit undervalued. But do you think it's undervalued, you know, or overvalued? Probably. Who knows? If you haven't done anything, haven't changed nothing.
Not since 80 and 81.
Take that, and I know it's the principle of the matter, but the dollar amount that's going to go up, $6,000 times what, 37.37, roughly? You know how much your taxes are going to go up? About $15, $16 a year.
Cool.
I'll take you out to lunch. We'll make up.
Buy me a hot dog.
I'll buy you something. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Hi there.
Good to see you.
Go to Milwaukee Wiener. I think I'll go on the hole on that deal, won't I?
$30.
Better take $30.
Okay, John, you're up.
I don't know if y'all had a chance to do my protest. It's basically not against the land valuations. It's against the constitutional requirement that says for agricultural land. Paragraph 5 says agricultural land shall be valued for its agricultural purposes and nothing else. Right now, you people are really facing a terrible situation, in my opinion. I was allowed today to turn any additional data in. I have it here. I have already turned it into the clerk's office. And it's rather important, because it adds a lot of charts. More importantly, it is my review of the referee's
valuation. You have one of these.
I got
for
one for everybody.
You got one for Ted also?
Yes.
Okay.
I got one for everybody. Because it should be in your packet, I act as an extension on my handout. The original protest was up to attachment 9.
This way.
It was up to attachment 9, and this adds attachments up to 16. How far are we coming on it?
We went clear to...
It's all one packet.
Yeah. It's all one packet. I should have stapled it, but...
That's all right.
One more. And you have one over here if you have an extra one. John.
Yep.
Ted, you have one.
It's important because these charts on there are absolutely important.
We need two, John. Do you have another one? Ted needs one, and I need one. I think Rick has one. Yeah, we just got to have one.
I think the first chart on this handout might want to look at it immediately because it illustrates your problem. There's two sales in there that are identified which sales they are, and it shows the actual valuations the last few years. And it's obvious from there that my farm has been properly evaluated as far as comparable sales are concerned, if they're good. My argument has always been they're not any good because, as the referee told me recently, and I recorded him, the land sales in Dakota County are not up for agricultural purposes. They're for other values. And in his words, there are 100 reasons why people buy the land. Turk, when I appeared before them down there, denied that the... Did I say it again, Dick? I apologize. Anyway, Commissioner Solomon...
Instead of Turk, he said turd.
Oh, okay.
Commissioner Solomon entered her denial that the sales weren't proper, says that the fact that people are paying too much for land is because it's a natural evolution of technology and big farms. And it's obvious that a big farm, a farmer can spend more for land than a small farmer. You people have seen a protest when somebody trying to make a living on 80 acres. Let him live with this type of going on. But at any rate, that was just brought in to show the problem. The referee's response in his report that you're looking at in your own data, absolutely not responsive to my protest. I protested that the agricultural products have gone down 40%, but according to the USDA, since 2011. They've taken 2011 as the baseline for agricultural prices received by farmers. And since that time, to date, the prices have gone down 40%. To say that farm valuations went up this year as much as they did is absolutely irresponsible. They did not. No one can prove that they did. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the prices are down. Why are valuations up? It's because of misinterpretations of the law, misinterpretations of the statutes. Now, I presented to you in my protest that my farm does not have, as its ordinary course of business, auction sales. My course of business on my farm is beans and corn. That's how my farm has got to be evaluated. The statutes allow that. True value determined, if it's, can't remember which it is, it's quoted in here somewhere, says that the income can be used as, why Jeff is not doing that, I don't know. It's because of pressures from the Nebraska Department of Property Tax Division and the Farm Division. As you probably know, you cannot depend upon Nebraska statute and law to base your opinions. We do not have settled law in Nebraska. And certainly what the legislature is doing this year, they're holding conferences and declaring property taxes incorrect. What they should do is look at the requirements and the constitutional requirements of valuation. I lambast the county quite badly because paragraph 1 of Article 8 in the Constitution requires you to levy taxes equally between residential and farm. There's a chart in there that shows how badly you're off. It's just unbelievable. There's a chart in there that shows taxes, actual taxes levied on homes in Jackson, Homer, and South Sioux. I included Homer because that's my school district. The problem we have here is levies have not gone down. There's a chart in there that shows the levies have stayed the same. Valuations have gone up hundreds of thousands of dollars, literally, with a constant levy.
Our levy did drop last year.
The county overall.
Overall.
Overall schools.
So it's a real problem.
So
and
John,
let me assure you that you people don't have an easy job with that. The people down there running the show. But it's time we step up and do something. Now, let me tell you that I protested taxes in 1998. I did it because there was a statute that required a new valuation. The statute was 1362, I believe. It created the Ag Manual. My protest was extensive. I spent hours coming up with that protest. I went to three universities.
John.
Now, I won't take too much time, but I just, this is kind of preliminary and background.
But we're here to hear protests, and we've got quite a few to go through today. And if you want to bring your information on your ag and stuff like that, which I know you believe has merit to what we're doing on your protest statement.
And it's in there in the data. I agree.
Right. But we've got quite a few protests to go through, and we've got held to a time frame.
And I'll button this up in 2 minutes then on that basis. The reason this is important, and I'll button it up with it, is because when I got to the... That's how I say it. The Nebraska Board of Equalization, they laughed at me because my protest said this manual was incorrect mathematically. If you see where it stands today, it's not, Jeff is not using it. As a matter of fact, he just found a copy. It was repealed in 2006. Reason for repeal? You couldn't find it anywhere in the statutes. But I found it from one of the people that works in the property tax division down there. He said, well, I know why it was repealed. Bad math. My appeal that I got from three universities. Whenever they have a problem down there, they just repeal the law. There's hundreds of repeals and changes, and they'll quote statutes to you. I'm asking you to use logic and common sense and say that anyone that says, farmland went up in value this year, and particularly my farm. They're whistling Dixie. It went down. I'll terminate then. I've given you the data to review. I think you can make the case. The actual reduction is, the referee, by the way, in the hearing said that 20-30% reduction would be proper. He didn't see to reduce the valuation any, but in actual fact, and you'll see in the agricultural charts, and as I state in the protest, the farm went down 40%. And the base, understand that the base of 2011 that I used was the actual value established by the treasurer and the county assessor, and I paid taxes on that amount.
John, I think you're going to find that there's an 18-month lag time on your valuations. So when they went up, you for a year and a half before the action went up. The same way going down, you're going to have 18 months before it starts to go back down. But the lag time is the same going up as it is going down. But I agree with your statements to restructure ag land taxes.
And you need to adjust my appeal basically on it, not about all other stuff. I'm protesting that you must use the Constitution on my property, my land. If the other people don't come in and complain about it, I don't know why they're not. And that's a nice statement. But why is that done? Value should reflect what is out there right now. Who decided that formula, whatever it is?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I'm sorry for taking that much time.
No, thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
No, that's very important information.
And I think it's important to look at how I found the referee's report. It was useless for you people.
Thank you, John.
We're going to move on to Rose Rosavala. Protest number one, December 14th appraisal, when home was purchased, came back at $165. I paid $157 in February of 2015. House is on a shared lot. Referee, have any comments on this one?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. There was a recent sale of 157, and even though it was appraised at 165, if you were to go to court and argue this case at 157, or if she argued it at 157, you guys would lose at 165 on the appraisal. So I put it at 165, which is what she paid.
And that's just reflecting the 5%.
Yeah. Well, no, that's market value. That's reflecting market value.
But it pretty much comes into that. You're at 157 and the real property's at 165. Is that right? So
there were two actions here. One was the purchase price at 157, and the other was the appraisal of 165.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And that appraisal was for the bank.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't for the assessor's office.
It wasn't by the assessor's office?
No, it was for the bank.
By the way, and I'm not interrupting the proceedings, but that 5%, that group down there, if they can levy that reduction, of increase of 5%, they can also bring the ag land 230% versus 30% for residential. They can also mandate that that line be reduced to equalize between residential. Technically and legally, they can do it. And I believe it's your responsibility to make them do it.
So your recommendation is on this one here is to
use the purchase price.
Leave it at
157.
It's purchase price, 157. Do we need to make any motion? No, nothing. Kaylin, let's move on to I get out of order, Scott.
Yeah, I think it should be Randy Heisey. I think Randy Pankini was the next. Or
Randy Heisey's next?
I think so.
Okay, Randy Heisey is protest number three. I spoke with Jeff by phone on June 4th, 2015. He told me I had to do was file protest form. Go look. He would come and look at the property.
I did talk to Jeff, and he said he was out there, but nobody was there to meet him. So.
Paid $95,000 for the house 6 years ago.
$9,500.
Oh, $9,500? Okay. New roof, I need siding, windows. Recommendation by the referee?
Well, on this one, we reduced the condition. There's four levels of condition, 10, 20, 30, and 40, and we reduced this to the lowest level outside of worthless. So this is, and it reduced the assessed value of some, not a lot, but some.
Okay. The board want to go any further with this one, or you want to go off the recommendation of the referee?
I go off the recommendation of the referee.
Okay. We have one here. It's a Randy Heisey also. It's protest number 4. 70-year-old rental house in poor shape with buildings, basement walls. Jeff said he would go look. Did you talk to Jeff on this one also, Ted? Or
did he, yes, yes.
He looked at all these properties?
Yes, the same.
Recommendation from the referee?
Well, here again, they adjusted the condition on the property downward, and it resulted in that reduction to $45,795.
What's the math on that one? What was the answer? Or decrease on that one, Scott?
Hey, Jeff.
Hello, how are we doing, guys?
Moving right along.
Captain?
Do you want to go off the recommendation of the referee, then?
I think so.
On number 4?
On Heisey's other one?
On Heisey's other one. You got that, Ted?
Yes, I do. And, by the way, when you sit here like this, we'll have a report of all the referees' recommendations or what you say different at your very last meeting so that you can take action on a blanket.
Okay. This one is Rod Fly, is that right? Protest number 5. Increase too high, lot smaller, and one beside that one with $10,000.
Less value.
Deciphering some of that handwriting is something else. Recommendation from the referee on this one also?
This was a no change. And the neighboring parcel that he was talking about, it had less value, has no waterfront access. And the subject has waterfront access.
So are you kind of basing your increase over waterfront access? It's the value is...
The value is consistent with other waterfront properties out there.
No change. Okay. No change on that one. Go to number 6, Charles Nelson. No building on property.
Apparently, this is an oversight. The improvements were taken off in the meantime.
I'm sorry.
That's the way it looks. All buildings removed.
Is there any changes on this one?
There's a small reduction in, like, $500 for the improvements that were on the property. They were taken off.
Go with it that way, then?
Why not?
Daniel Nice, 3907 Lake Park Ave. Recommendation from the referee on this one?
Well, Mr. Nice is...
He's deceased, isn't he? Daniel Nice? Yeah, he passed away.
Wow.
They had an auction at his place here this fall. I believe. So this must be his wife that filled this out or protested it.
Signed as Daniel.
Signed his name.
Huh.
If you've been married for 50 years, you should start doing that.
It happens too often on check marks, too. Yeah.
There was just no basis on here to give a reduction. And they only went up to 5%, the Turk increase.
Okay. Just stay with that, then? Carl Hines, real property went from 36,000 or from 7,000 to 36,000. Do you have an explanation for? I'm familiar with this parcel of property, and it is pretty dilapidated, and the trailer and stuff.
Yeah, it only went up to 5%.
Went up to 5%.
So, and Steve from the assessor's office went out there and shot pictures, and there was a reduction in based on the condition.
His request is a little bit... a little abnormal, I think, but whatever. Robert Giese, whatever he's paying me, needs to go up higher than that. Robert J. Giese, 101 short.
So on this Carl Hines, we'll just go with the referee's recommendation and the 5%.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert Giese, protest valuation increase, 14%.
Sucks being the treasurer in the public eye, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Is that junior or senior?
That's junior.
Junior, right.
So he's 238 on his... You know, from 238 to 272, 35. Well, that means his house was worth more, so he could sell it for more, right? Referee's recommendation on this one?
They removed an extra 5% increase that was already up.
They removed it?
Yeah, they removed the second turkey. So there's already one on here, and I'm not quite sure. It wasn't rolled. Is this one of those that wasn't rolled? Or?
Yeah, that was one of the areas that had already received an increase.
Oh, that's right.
To market value. Right. And the TURC just said, if they protest, deal with it.
Take it off, yeah.
So that's what you did?
Yeah.
So, okay. So we'll leave that as a 5% reduction now? D.A. Davis. Jeff Curry.
Which one's this, 11?
This is protest. Protest 13.
You have 11?
I got 11 here. We went from 10 to 11. I must have pulled 12 out already, which was Scott, right?
Scott.
Yeah, so
right.
11. Martin.
I must have. Well, here's 10. That was Robert Gacy.
Let me have your 11.
I've got my 11.
Because I went from 13 to 14. That's John Hughes. Okay, Martin Caster. My road is terrible potholes. That would lower your value on your property owners. What we have here. Recommendation from the referee on this one also.
He went up just to 5%. And he didn't provide any evidence that he wasn't worth that.
Recommend no change then?
Yeah, no change.
Okay. Okay, then we're on D.A. Davis, correct? Scott, you want this?
Yeah, 13, whatever.
Okay. What's your recommendation on this one?
We went out and looked at this property. The pictures don't do it justice. It's a pretty good building, but the occupancy code was wrong on it, so the value was too high on it. We changed the occupancy code on it and brought the value down, and then also we added a bunch of chain link fences out there. So the new value with the fence and the new occupancy code, 343.825.
And you're recommending no change on this one also?
No. Drop it to the 343.825. It's on the back page. The very back of the back page.
Oh, 343.825. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to have a change on that one, Ted, for 343.825. Natalik Mayorega. Is that right, Tony?
What number
14.
Is that?
Number 14, protest number 14.
Why are you assuming that's Hispanic? I don't get it.
I just got a feeling. What's your recommendation on this one?
Natali Mayorga.
We said a little different, but I think it...
Yeah, a little real close.
That's okay.
No change on that.
234.335.
Yeah, it went up.
5%.
5%.
No change.
Okay, no change. Dana Bring, protest number 15. 184 total. Recommendation is no change. This is a 5% increase.
Yeah,
3803 Redbird Lane.
Jeff, is there something special about Cardinal Cove, is it?
Cardinal
Court.
Yeah, I think we had like two or three sales in there. That supported an over two number, and then we had that might have been the one they were using, the one right across the street as a comparable. But the inside needed to be totally gutted and renovated on that. It was a known bad property. The other three sales were on the 230 range. So I think we were going to do a no change was the assessor's recommendation on it.
It is on the back show. In the back side, it shows 184.
Yeah.
925.
Yeah, he did lower it some.
So no change.
Reduce it to that 184,925. That's a reduction.
Okay, so we're going to reduce it to 184,925.
Yeah, it went up over the 5%. There was more than a 5% increase.
Okay, protest number 16, Larry Christofferson.
This is my neck of the woods here, isn't it? Sure, the sunrise.
Do you have a recommendation on this one?
This is a no change. They went up to 5% to 222, and they have the property is currently listed for sale at 247.
247?
247.
So you want to take the 222,700 then?
Yeah.
Okay. Stick with that then.
What was that sale price, Joe?
That's not a sale. It's
listing.
A listing. It's a listing. $247,000.
So your realtors have done some appraisal work, and that's what they feel that home should sell for, correct?
Yeah.
In that neighborhood.
But it's not a sale yet, so.
All right.
It's just information.
Okay, Thomas Duggan. Got a recommendation on this one?
Yeah, no change from the assessor's value. 5% increase.
And that 5% increase is mandated, so.
Yep.
So no change on protest number 17? Was that Moses Mega?
Moses Magana.
Magana?
Magana.
Is protest number 18? Value reduction on this one?
This is one of those that the working file didn't get rolled into the ATR, so that there's no, the value was wrong in there. So when they rolled it over, then they applied the 5% increase, and the new value then is 36,057.
Okay.
That's the correct value.
So we'll go on with 36,057 on protest 18, correct? Yeah. Robin Death. Davis, 1017 Fiddler Creek Road.
Well, they went up 5% and they didn't provide any evidence that it wasn't worth that increase.
Okay, so we'll stay with that one. Protest number 21. Shane Kenzie. Protest number 22. We have a recommendation on this one here also. Says no change, 5%. Looks like we're at 252.065 on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's just reflecting the 5%.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we'll go with no change in protest number 22. Protest number 33, Doris Beckman. You have a recommendation on this one? Value reduction, significant evidence presented supporting change. Looks like we went to 60,296.
This is another one of those where the working file didn't roll into the active file, and so the value was wrong.
Okay.
And so they recalculated it, and we're at 60,296.
Okay. So on protest 23, we'll go with the 60,296. Martin DeAnda?
Martin DeAnda.
Martin DeAnda, protest number 24. Older house, 1920. It's a 5% increase on that one also.
Yes.
Looks like we're in an 87,360 on that one.
Yep.
Just stay with that on 24. Vanta Kampong Fon, is that correct?
Something like that.
We're at
number 26.
Looks like we had a reduction there. No, we stayed with the 5%.
Yeah, 5% increase.
5% increase. Just want to stay with that on 26. Protest number 27. UUQ1 or I.
72,960.
72,960. Recommendation from the referee. Value reduction. We're at 69,485 to 70. Well, that is a reduction.
Yeah, there is a reduction here.
About 7,000.
Oh, yeah, there. Well, it's 72,960. On that back page.
What's it say? A corrected error on the assessor's data?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was one. Yeah, it didn't get rolled right, so we just set it back and did the 5%.
Right.
Okay.
There's another one that wasn't rolled correctly. And
okay, beans, we're getting close to time to go into the commissioner's meeting. I would recommend that the church go into recess. I'll need a motion to that effect. And we'll continue after the
second
board meeting. I've got a motion by Bill Rohde and a second by Tony Gomez to go into recess and resume after the commissioner's meeting. Call roll, Ted.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Lowe?
Yes.
And Brookshade?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
That was my guess.
Yeah.
You got the best looking beans in the county across from my house.
I'm going to call the Board of Correction meeting in order.
Sure, I guess.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the West wall near to the entrance of the county board meeting room, and it's available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
We need a motion to excuse...
I'll make a motion to excuse Mr. McNair.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Busquet and seconded by Commissioner Ruddy to excuse McNair for the Board of Correction meeting today. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, June 8th and 11th in 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the previous minutes to the meeting of June 11th, 2015. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Will you hear that on the way? Yes. Yes.
Motion carried. We go on to the new business. At this point, I'm going to close. I'm going to call for the closed session and discuss a certain claim. So it's going to be a closed meeting. So we need a motion to.
I'll make a motion to go into a closed session.
Moved by Commissioner Busquet and closed, seconded by Commissioner Scott. We're going to closed session. For the treatment claims. Claims, excuse me. So.
Rick?
Please.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Craig, you want to shut the door?
All right. To get out of the
closed I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Motion seconded by Bill to go out of the closed session. Call roll.
You open the door?
Well, I just have to wait until Sheree comes back in. And
wait until Sheree comes back. Open up the door, can we, please?
Is he going to hit B now, closed session, to discuss personal issue, or I don't understand?
See, we'll have to end the Board of Corrections. And then we'll have to come out and go into the commissioners to accept the
I have no
the
idea. I'm confused. Well, right?
You're on C.
On C? Okay, we're on
yeah.
C.
We're on C right now. We got to take care of it. What's your name?
Mark?
I called her.
Oh,
just go ahead and have a seat for a second.
So, we're going to have another cross-section that we're going to see. Sheree, we need a call roll for coming out of the closed session.
Bill.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion carried coming out of the closed session. At this point, we go into the item C to the Board of Correction meeting. Board to board whether or not to take disciplinary action.
I would move to accept Terry's resignation.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Rudy moved to accept Terry's resignation and seconded by Commissioner Busquet. Call roll, please.
By Scott. Scott,
excuse me. I'm sorry.
Would it be appropriate to read Terry's resignation, or do we want to not count this act? Okay, we'll just...
We know, yeah. Let's keep going.
Okay, roll call. This is Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. Now we're on the item D. Discussion and action to approve or disapprove to dissolve the Dakota County Board of Corrections. What the board decided on this?
I think for the time being, first of all, is it somebody correct me if I'm wrong, is it 60 days prior to the
budget.
Right, the budget year time. So first of all, I think we've missed our window. And plus I don't think at this point in time I think we wanna maybe review and analyze a few things before
we do such an item as far as dissolving the Board of Corrections, so.
So we don't want to dissolve it now?
I don't think we need to. I don't think that we really want to at this point in time. Is that a fair statement, Bill? Yeah,
absolutely.
And Rick?
Absolutely.
Fair statement.
I mean, Tony? I think that's fine.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think we need to continue on.
So theoretically, if we want to do this, it's going to have to be April. I've looked this up many a times, but is it April 30th? Is that correct? Before April 30th, we would have to have 60 days prior to the budget, fiscal year end.
So we need action to not dissolve it.
I'll make a motion not to dissolve the Board of Corrections at this time.
I second it. Move not to dissolve the Board of Corrections at this point by Commissioner Busquet and seconded by Gomez. Call roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Item E, Mark Nelson, Deputy Director of Operations, to present the jail report. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
The month of June, our average daily population for county inmates was 90. Federal inmates were 7, juveniles were 2, and our total in-house were 97. For the calendar year of 2015, our average daily population was 84 county inmates, federal inmates was 8, juveniles 2, and total in-house was 92. For the fiscal year, population on an average daily basis, the county inmates was 97, federal inmates was 9, juveniles 3, and total in-house was 96. For the month of June, our federal income came to a total of $15,334.40, and that was broke down by marshals, $14,294.40, ICE, $845, and other marshals, including VIA and Omaha marshals, $195. Fiscal for the marshals for fiscal year 2015 was $207,952.26. ICE was $10,790. And other marshals were $6,370 for a total of $225,112.26. To this date, our 2015 calendar year amount is $93,324.60 from the feds. I don't have the figures for the cost per day per inmate. Overall, though, for the fiscal year, the jail ended 5%, or $134,622.78, under budget. Bookings for June, there were 115. That breaks down to South Sioux City, 47. The Sheriff's Office, 46. State Patrol, 2. 6 from County Court, 8 from ICE, and 6 were other, which could be other agencies bringing in prisoners or the marshals. Residents from those areas are Dakota County, 49, other cities in Nebraska, 17, Sioux City, 32, other Iowa cities, 10, other states, 7, and 0 homeless.
fourth quarter numbers, income for 2015. In the United States Marshal Service, we generated $43,072.15. ICE was $2,470. Other federal was $910. Work release was $4,600. Zero for house arrest. Fingerprints generated $380. Phone cards bought by inmates generated $5,553.36. Commissary was $2,613.52. Miscellaneous, we received a $25,000 signing bonus from Securus for a total of $84,599.03.
Very good. Any questions for Mark?
That's a good report.
Good report, Mark. Very good report. Thank you for helping us out.
Yeah, you can go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're done. Well, we don't necessarily need a motion for that, except Mark's report that was well done. Correction committee reports. Any mail and emergency business? I don't think it's any that I report. Public comments from the correction board. Comment or Sally?
I was surprised to see item D on the agenda here, and I thought I would. Bill, I believe you were the only commissioner who was on the board at the time that the Board of Corrections was established.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to figure out, remember who was there, and I think you're the only one. There was a public meeting. It was held at Dakota City City Hall. It was well attended. And the majority very clearly expressed that they wanted this Board of Corrections. They felt that the jail was too important to be under the auspices of only one person. You have the authority of oversight over the jail. What you choose to do with it or not do with it is up to you, but you do have that authority. If you choose to give it up, then it comes under the authority of the Sheriff's Department. Now, if Sheriff Kleinberg would like to take up biting necks late at night and never age and never feel the need to retire, I would say you're in good shape. Might happen, but I don't think it's very likely. Someday he's going to retire. Unlike the city council, who will get to pick their next police chief, you won't get to pick your next sheriff. That person will be chosen by the voters. I'd like you to think about some of the leadership our voters have chosen lately and whether or not you would be really comfortable with the way that might work out. So I would urge you, please don't do this.
Good point. Good point, Sally. Anybody else on public comments for the Board of Corrections? If it isn't, meeting adjourned. So with that, we go on a regular Board of Commissioners meeting. Current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. They're recorded on and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I just want to clarify something, too, that we did have Board of Equalization that started at 2 o'clock, and we did stand and say the pledge and everything at that time. So.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, Rick. Thank you for that. Yeah, for that mention. Motion carried. We need a motion to excuse Commissioner Munier to...
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Long, second by Commissioner Belsky to excuse Mr. Munier for today's commission meeting. Oral.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. I want to consent agenda items.
Open meeting.
Pardon me? He did it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I missed
it. Yeah, we did.
What's going on over there today?
Okay. Approvals of the previous minute, June 22nd, 2015. Approval of the payroll claims. Approval of the accounts payable claims is approvals of the agreement between Dakota County and Nebraska Department of Roads for reimbursement of the cost of the county survey to establish and reestablish the momentum of Highway 77 project AFE-C012. On the payroll, I review and I see that the road department took the holiday on Thursday, which is, for me, it makes sense, you know, because you could imagine that overtime that we pay. So that's about the only thing, and I approve it. I just want to let you know. So I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved to accept the consent agenda by Commissioner Buscan, seconded by Commissioner Roddy. Roll call.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Motion carried. We're going to go under new business. Item A, Clint Matthew, 1668 180 Street Jackson, requesting 148 G of gravel and minimum maintenance road for the fuel assess. Clint, can you come to the podium and state your name for your records?
Clint Matthew, 1668 180th Street.
Thank you, Clint.
In February, we came to the board when there was a discussion of abating another minimum maintenance road, which ties into the south end of 86-acre field of alfalfa that we have. He decided to abate that. There was discussion about putting some gravel on 164th that would give the approach on that area for us to get our tractors in, our equipment, and the trucks in. And I need to see what you're going to do. I've got 76 tons that have to go out Thursday. It's already been told. And there's no gravel for me to get in. Went in with Fred a couple months back, looked at some ideas. The county put a culvert in for us so that that section of the field and the road wouldn't wash out. So we built a ramp so we can get the semis in to load the hay on. But ramp looks good. Can't get to it with all this rain we've had, so we need gravel. I measured it out. I don't know if you got a copy of the information I sent. There you go. And that's what we're requesting.
Fred, do we have to take that portion out of minimum maintenance if we have to redesignate it as a standard?
Yes.
We have to do that with the state.
Yes, it would have to be reclassified.
Reclassified. That's the word I was looking for. But then we can we gravel it before we do that, or do we have to wait?
No, it's just a matter of reclassification after you make it an aggregate road from a minimum maintenance.
Okay. Do you have a problem with this?
The only problem I have is we do it for one person. You'd have a hard time explaining it to anybody else that has alfalfa cows on minimum maintenance roads why we won't gravel it for them.
We only got 20 miles of minimum maintenance roads in the county.
At least that.
Yeah, I was going to say probably minimum of 20.
When it's a non-residence, non-mail route, that's what makes it minimum maintenance. We try to help anyone that has agriculture on any minimum maintenance road, but to actually put down aggregate, you'd have a hard argument. Why don't you do it for me?
And there were other property owners that were there the day of that. We had that meeting in February, and they had no argument. Mitchell and Dorsey, they didn't say anything about they wanted any aggregate, none. And this is what we're asking for. That's just our property taxes are paying for it. Taxes keep going up. So let's get some gravel so we can get our trucks in and get the hay out.
What I just want to throw this out there. What percentage of the taxes, of property taxes, do you think goes to roads?
That's not my job.
Well, just what would you guess?
I bet you can't come within 10%.
3%.
Now you're on. Prove me wrong. 4.
Yeah. We can talk later. No background. Yeah. That's what I'm asking for. 331 feet, measured feet. 148 tons.
Scott? County Road Committee, what do you think?
It is not going to be a one thing. Once we put this aggregate down, as we all know.
Ongoing.
It's ongoing. If it was a one-time thing, like I say, what's stopping any other resident or landowner asking for the same thing? That is my biggest problem.
Clint, this whole farm here, this rounds here, is alfalfa.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, it goes way back. And that's a half a mile.
And this is gravel here.
The gravel ends right where that, to the right side, the east side of where the yellow line is that I had made. Kind of feathers out right there behind
right
that
here
residence.
Is the end of it?
It's about where it feathers out. Yep.
My question is, can you access this field from here?
No.
Why not?
Because there's a huge culvert in that area right there where it all swelters down in there, and it's within 75 feet of a crest of a hill. Can't get trucks in. Fred and I had already discussed that.
Okay.
At length.
I suggested it. He did not like the entrance there.
Then you'd have to do something with the waterway there, where a culvert's already there.
Hey, can we do this here? Let's let Dick and I and Fred, and the next, let's see, tomorrow's Tuesday. Let the three of us get together and we'll get with you. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not make it out there to look at this.
You can't get out there.
Okay.
And the culvert that they put in there, they didn't finish digging it out or something. And with the rains that we've had, which last night was 1.8 out in our area, it's flooded and it's gone across the road. So it's pretty bad shape right now. But I've got 3 trucks coming in on Thursday.
So you're willing to meet with Dick McNair and Scott Love and Fred sometime in the future? I mean, not tomorrow.
Well, Thursday he wants something. I mean, I don't know how it's, even if we said here at the board, yeah, let's do this, I don't know how you could even get it done before Thursday.
Well, here lies the other problem. If you go out there and put any type of aggregate down now, it's just going to disappear in the mud.
Right now, yes.
It'd be better to do it when it'd be dry and get it down so it can be graded properly.
Well, this is what I understand, but this is how I'm going to have an answer on what we're going to do.
Well,
I mean, we already conceded to abating that south minimum maintenance road.
That road you wouldn't be able to access in the rain either.
Nope, that's right. And we accessed it 7 times last year when the weather was good. Now we don't have that access. So now we're having to pull these bales of hay a half a mile up to the north end of a minimum maintenance road, and we're asking 331 feet of gravel so we can get semis in.
And unfortunately, the weather has not been cooperating with all the situations here, but I'm hoping that weather gives us a break so they can get there and visit with you, and then you guys do whatever you can to help this gentleman out. You know what I mean?
331 feet. Excuse me, Chair, if I don't, if I might. But if you want to do 330 feet and with all the proper, well, I kind of agree with Fred. You're kind of opening up a can of worms. You'd probably have $8,000 to $10,000, or probably even a little bit more than that, just to do that. You know, and I understand all about the property taxes and your concern and, you know, need to get out of your field, but, you know, I couldn't agree more with Fred. You open up this can of worms to everybody, and everybody's going to have a reasoning on wanting to come off the minimum maintenance road. And the fact of the matter is, the county, there's no way that we can afford to start classifying minimum maintenance roads to accommodate, and we try to accommodate everybody as much as we possibly can. I'm not saying I'm not for it, but I'm just saying that I definitely want to go out and look at it. I'd like to get with Dick and Fred and drive out there and take a look at it. I know you want an answer today. I can't give you an answer today. I don't know, maybe Bill or somebody can.
I think it's wise that we have our road committee and Fred meet with you out there, and we'll decide in 2 weeks.
Is that okay, Clint?
Sure.
Okay.
I just need a heads up on when you want to meet. Make sure I'm...
Yeah. There we go.
Fred has your number, I assume? Or not?
Yeah.
Is it on here? Yes.
Okay. So that, did you guys give
Fred will contact you with the time and a date with Dick and I, and then we'll meet out there here. I think supposed to drive by the end of the week.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm looking like we might be okay for
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, definitely. I mean, sale auctions.
Let's hope.
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah. Thank you, Clint.
It's supposed to get windy, so it should dry up. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
very
Clint. Thanks.
Yeah. I want to item B, discuss the North Dixon Path research information regarding the road right away. I don't think it's what anything. Do you guys know about?
I know nothing as of yet. Do you?
Do you, Rick?
The only thing is I went to the South City Council meeting a couple weeks ago, and I presented our situation to the South City Council, mm-hmm. and I think they were going to go through some of their files and see what they could find out and maybe try to help us out with that. That's all we know. You know.
Sure. Working on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Item C. Bob Gies, give us a county treasurer's report. Present the annual treasurer's report to the county board. Request the chair to sign the 77-1745. Bob?
Bob, you've really changed.
I have changed.
You got blonde hair. You're pretty.
Sorry, Jolene. Sorry.
That's okay.
Jolene.
I mean, Jolene. Oh, my God. Yeah, that got to be your day.
I'm here to present this and for the last 6 months and ask and see if you guys had any questions.
Okay.
And
the board has any questions. Presentation of the county treasurer.
This is what we have here in front of us is what you're presenting as right now?
Yeah. It's just
one thing I don't remember ever having on this report, motor vehicle online credit card. Are those
each
they
year
haven't credited yet or is that?
Yeah, we're waiting for
approval.
For the money to come through.
Okay.
It takes about a week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
For it to
I've
come
heard
in.
That before.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Jolene. Charge out for like Great West who charged out. We do a lot of their salvage titles, so we're waiting for just constant rotation.
All right. Jolene, how does that work when people use a credit card to do their tax plating or their taxes? Because I know there's a certain fee that's charged
to the customer.
Two and a half.
Yeah,
but
it depends on the amount of the.
But doesn't the person that takes that card have to pay that 2.5%?
Yeah, they're being billed for whatever the county's being charged, and the county's making nothing on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't charge extra. Yeah, I was trying
to. The county's not going to the rear zone.
No, it's the people that are using their credit card, debit cards are paying for the fee that the county's being charged.
Okay.
And then we wait in about a week, then we get reimbursed for it.
Okay.
Okay. Works slick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen a lot more people using it too now.
So the total banks, we got $3 million in change in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, between us.
I would move to accept the semi-annual treasurer report and approve the chair to sign.
Okay. I'll second that.
Motion is to approve the report and for the chair to sign by Commissioner Roddy and second by Commissioner Busquet. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion carried.
You want to hand that down to the chair to sign?
We move on to miscellaneous item. Fred Calla with County Road Report.
June 21st to July 4th, 242 hours of road maintenance, tree and debris removal 4 hours, mowing 8, gravel hauled be 3,645 tons. Road concern 6, grading Blyberg and the whole avenue, gravel 210th Street and L Avenue, trees down Blyberg and Nottoway.
Any questions for Fred?
I don't think so, Fred. Any questions for us?
Fred, out on that, the high bridge on North Jackson, who's doing the work out there? On
Steve Harris. That was from last year during the FEMA. We had 3 bids out there.
Now, are they going to fill in that big void where all the dirt's missing? And
not in the field, just in the county right away. That's all farther we can go.
Really?
Yes.
So that big washout's just there to stay?
Yeah, unless the property owner
decides he wants
to
fill it in.
Well, they've been in the bender all weekend.
I'll be gone.
It's a big area.
It is. You know, it's a big area.
I wish they would help us, you know, because that water, if it's ever come, is going to keep circling around. But
look at her bigger one.
FEMA, once it hits private property, will not even consider it.
So the FEMA money won't be able to help contain that either? I mean, that's going to be cut. What about...
I think the landowner want to get that taken care of.
Well, what about the drainage district ditch? You know, the wall?
They don't go any farther. I always thought it went to the river, but they're gone.
Well, there's a big flood issue there because that water was lapping that bridge when we had the flood.
Right. So they always assumed it went to the river, but it does not.
Okay. Yeah, I did too. I just thought it continued on for the river.
Nobody does. Who owns that ground? Is that John Roost?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
On both sides, yeah.
I think Ira Rubs got ground down there too, doesn't he?
Yeah, past the timber he does.
He does. Is it cutting there too?
Yeah, it ain't nothing like it is up along the bridge, but it's cut out down along there, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
My report. Okay, now we got to go on the closed session again. We need a motion to go on the closed session.
Another one? All right, so moved. I'll make the motion to go on the closed session and discuss.
Discuss the chair's law 49 union contract negotiation. So, did you move and second it by who?
I don't know. Whoever wants to second it.
I'll second it.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Commissioner Busquet. Call roll, please. Closed session.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. You choose one. You can get your camera in here. You want to?
It ain't recording.
It ain't recording, is it?
You need to leave. You need to leave.
Huh?
You need to leave.
Leave the camera.
Oh, leave the camera here. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you leave the camera. The camera ain't going to go nowhere.
I think he wants it.
Shut it off.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. My hair, I'm sticking.
In a windstorm.
Got a little rooster tail going on there.
There's a mirror on the corner.
You're going to be on TV tonight.
Come on in, Mr. Rohde.
You're the only one that showed up.
You're in?
I'm in.
You're in.
All right.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it. I'll let you guys visit a little bit.
Hey, you go ahead and go fix your hair.
I'm not good yet.
We met with the Sheriff's Union and.
Tugging it.
Motion to come out of closed session by Usted and open seconded by Law. Call roll.
Thank you.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Matt? You might be in that chair next time around.
No, everybody else.
Never know. All right, Kevin? Never know. I never know. Okay.
Okay, now we're going to regular meeting again. Item D, safety committee recommendation to children train. Item C. Okay, sure. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jerry. Item C, board to discuss and approve give chair permission to sign the union contract with the chair, deputy inspector, not ordered at Dakota County Lodge 49.
I move to approve the
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Agreement as presented with the County Sheriff's Department, and allow the chair to sign the contract.
Second it.
Moved by Commissioner Rohde to accept the contract, and seconded by Commissioner Busquet.
No, Spice Love.
Scott Law. God, I'm sorry.
We're easy to get confused over here. I get it.
Yeah. I know.
I get it.
Call roll.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you, Scott.
It's all good.
Now we're on item B. Safety Committee recommendations for shooter training approval from the board. County Board shall make quarterly visit to the County Jail 47-109. Just two different ones. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Safety Committee recommendations for shooter training approval from the board.
Right.
Okay. Who can shed a light on that?
I was gone at that. I was out of the area when we had that safety committee.
You're out of the country, weren't you? Where did you go to Vietnam?
I was
family.
My own course. So I don't know. Joe will have to explain that.
Yeah, I'm not that much up on that. So
you got a handout in your packet. Is Kevin still here? Have you attended an active shooter training? Brent Gilster can give it, correct?
I was not in the training. It probably deals with the new mindset, I'm sure, with active shooters. I was going from the mindset of, you know, locking yourself in a room and hiding to more of the actively trying to get out of the situation using windows.
I understand it's a 3 to 4 hour class, and they wanted to give several classes, and so that all. Do you want? I guess do you approve all employees attending it, or let it on a volunteer basis? And then there is an active shoot. They wanted to do it when the courthouse was closed. Jared suggested that we do everything but the active shoot, and then since that's maybe 20 to 30 minutes, do it after 4:30 so that we're not paying a lot of
OT.
OT.
So is it just for sheriff's deputies or all employees?
It's for all the employees.
All employees.
The sheriff and jail mostly have taken the course, is my understanding.
So,
Whatever.
Does it allow to carry, or is it just a?
I think it's
just a school on how
to react, or how to respond if somebody comes in.
Respond. Okay.
Probably a good idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. At least you can kind of cover some bases. And
I'll make a motion to approve the safety shooting training course.
You make the motion. Who seconded it?
I did.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Busquet, seconded by Commissioner Rohde to accept the recommendation for the safety committee shooter. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
So you guys will just keep us updated on that, right? Whenever that...
County Board shall make early visit the County Jail. Visit 47-109. So I already say that twice, so you know what I'm talking about.
You're going to say it again too, because you're going to have to skip and go to committee reports, and we'll have to come back. So,
You're right. Next is committee reports. Any reports from the committees of the board?
Let's see here. We didn't have an LAC meeting. I had the Dakota County Public Safety Services Agency .org.gov meeting agenda that we had last week. Basically, their attorneys from up in Omaha that did the interlocal agreement came up, kind of talked to us. I know that we've gotten our first months of the half a cent sales tax. It was like $28,934.26. Our next step is going to be to, we're hoping by throughout this summer and this fall of getting to engineers and architects, and hopefully by next spring, if anybody wants to be able to act and start, like if Dakota City wants to start building or renovating or whatever they decide to do. But we've interviewed, the group has interviewed four different engineering firms and architect firms. So our next meeting is going to be on the 5th of August, and we're looking to hire Mike Schmidt. He's going to give us his presentation to give us legal counsel. And, so things are moving along. Like I said, there's also so much to do with that. And I think they've narrowed it down to two different engineering firms that out of the four different entities want to use. So I'll keep everybody posted as time goes on. But it's interesting. I think down the road we're going to have some nice fire departments. And everybody, the main thing is very frugal with money. They don't want to make sure that they don't get passed on to the property taxpayers down the road. So,
Scott, that first $28,000 you guys took in, how's that figure into the scheme of the money can be bonded out?
Well, I never even really put the math to it, because you know it's going to fluctuate during the time. I mean,
yeah,
that's like a roller coaster.
Project that dollar amount out, it's a little over $5 million.
Right, $5 million okay. Over a 15-year period. Yes, and they were looking to wanting
seven.
And I think everybody understands. And who knows what's going to happen over the years? You know, if some big industry moves into town that entitles, you don't know. I mean, but what the beautiful thing is, it's not beautiful, but what's making it easy for this group to be able to someday bond this monies that we're going to need is, if we went to want to bond money off sales tax, it would be pretty unlikely that we'd be able to do it. But since it's kind of like secured with property tax, it's mm-hmm. going to make it it's more simple for us mm-hmm. to. Because that's a guarantee.
Sure.
You know, pretty much. So, but anyways, like I said, I'll keep everybody posted. It's definitely interesting, and I'm kind of semi-enjoying myself with it. I think it's going to get better. Did I say like semi, like kind of? Yeah.
It was not this high the last
time. It's okay. It's
you feel better now, huh?
Yeah, I feel that's better. Good. I feel that's better. Good. I feel better. And I'm just really grateful that you guys appointed me to that, because I am going to learn some
You're
stuff.
You're welcome. We appointed the right guy. I know that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm going to learn some stuff.
Any other committee reports?
There's probably something in third party, probably.
We don't have the LEC next week.
Yeah, LEC, yeah. Okay.
You don't have anything else?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I probably do, but I can't.
Nobody has?
I don't have anything either.
With that, we want to mail an emergency business. Is there any mail or emergency business? Not that I know. Public comments. Anybody from the public want to comment on anything on the Board of Commissioners? If it isn't,
we'll have to.
Well, I'm going to adjourn the meeting and we can go into what the.
We'll just have to leave it open, Tony. Are we going to do the jail tour today?
Yeah, before or after?
Yeah, you guys want to do it? Yeah,
we want to do it now and then come back in and do Board of Correction or Board of Equalization.
How much you got left in the equalization?
Four or five.
Okay. We need to notify Mark Nelson that we're going to come over to a jail tour.
He's probably not there. Or did he?
Give him a call.
I would think that he'd probably seen the agenda, I would think.
Yeah. So before we join the meeting, we've got to continue with the.
We'll recess the
Board of Commissioners.
Recess the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. Recess the Board of Commissioners to review the protest from the Board of Qualification.
Okay, we're going to go back and come out. I'll need a motion to come out of recess for the Board of Equalization.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Bill Rohde and a second by Scott Love to come out of recess and to go back into equalization.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
I think I need to go get Ted.
Does Ted have to take over for you?
He wants to do this.
And then Jeff Curry would come back in, too, and we need our referee.
Or Maria, or left.
I'll go get
him.
Okay, I'm going to go back. May I be excused for, like,
60 seconds, maybe?
You sure can. You've gone any longer, you know what we're going to think.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
I'm Robert Lowe with KTIV.
Yes.
Do a quick minute, just do an interview with me.
Oh, my gosh. Let me fix my hair.
Yeah. Hair looks impeccable.
Perfect.
Thank you.
What do you want to do then?
Just right outside the hall. That'll work for you.
I need an interpreter.
Where's Blake?
I'm Blake. I'm actually in Homer this week.
Homer this week?
That's where the phone is. So.
All right.
It's easy enough. Just
ought to be able to find that one, hadn't I?
Yeah. I don't think you're here. Did you find there?
See you, Blake.
Yep. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Tony.
I didn't know that's all we had left.
Sorry, I missed all that.
Yeah, boy, that was great then.
Oh, bad.
Wonderful.
No, he's there doing an interview.
Okay, while they're doing that, I'm going to stop here.
I think I only have three left.
Four?
I only have three. What's your fourth one?
36, 37, 38, 55.
55 is on it, isn't it?
Huh?
Is that the one I just gave to you?
Yeah.
Is he here?
No.
Oh.
Does he have to?
No. That's kind of the one I just gave to you because I thought it was stuck to the other one.
So you want to run back and get that? In three.
Bill, was it a long weekend or what?
I had a great weekend. We were pretty busy.
A lot of work.
That was a good time. I had to leave Tony's earlier. Carrie had a little party. I enjoyed it.
Remember my shirt, what I said? Drink till you want me. I had three people.
Jody was one of them.
All three of them were over 60. I'm okay with that. Okay, I'm into cougars. Okay with that. I'm into cougars.
She's all younger than me.
Tell you what, that was.
The mic nice is time. On. Mic is on.
The mic is on?
Yep.
Okay. We don't need Tony because there's three of us. Yeah. Okay. We're going to go to protest 36.
This is where we need to reconvene.
What's that?
We already reconvened.
We already reconvened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What time?
Just before you got here.
Yeah, let's just call it 35.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
We're sorry.
We're going to go to protest 36, which is Christopher Cornell, 3801 Redbird Lane. We got a recommendation from the referee.
And this is a 5% increase. No change.
So we're at $200,905.
Yep.
So if you were to...
Thank you.
The next one's a 5% too, huh? Number 37 looks exactly the same.
Yep. Jeremiah Johnson.
Yep.
817 East 37th Street. Mm-hmm. Was recommended no change on that one also.
Yes.
Okay. Joe Mary Corningsfield.
Coinsville.
There's protest 38. What's your recommendation on this one? No change. And this is a 5% adjusted too.
Yeah, there was an adjustment on their land value that shouldn't have been on there, and that was removed. So their land went up, then they got a 5% increase on top of that.
It was removed and then put back on, the land value?
The land value went up because there was a... Yeah.
So it remained the same, you're saying?
Yeah, it was... None of the other lots in the neighborhood were adjusted.
Okay. Dan Bloomfield. Protest number 55. We bought this land in spring of 2015 for about half the stated valuation. Documents are attached. Recommendation is no change.
Yeah, I'm going to have to review this.
$44,240.
How can you argue a purchase price? Though?
Yeah. One sale doesn't make a market. We got to go 3 years. There's like 350 sales that say he's way off.
He just got a bargain.
And he got a bargain. It wasn't on the open market. It wasn't advertised. He owns the land around it.
Okay.
He got a good deal. And we wish we could put ag land at $3,000. If we could, we'd do it for everybody.
Well, that's what he paid for it.
I think it was right at $3,100 an acre.
Might have been your relation or something, you don't know.
We couldn't verify on the relation. We sent letters and stuff out now to try to get that information, but we couldn't.
Mm. Wow.
So it's one of those things where the mark from the assessor's opinion standpoint, it's... The more of those sales like that we get, and the market actually starts to trend down, and we can show it over 3 years, and we can adjust everybody and stay equalized.
Where's that property located at?
Top of Old Highway 12, I think. I'm trying to remember that one. Is it like 8 or 9 acres?
Yeah.
I think that was off of...
8.4.
Yeah, I think that's the one off of Highway 12, kind of across the road from... They live in that... I think it's just up the highway and over from his place.
Okay.
It made sense for him to buy it, but not anybody else at 8 acres. But he can tie that right into his farm ground.
Okay.
So
recommendations, no change.
Yeah, there's a 2015 ag land value in there too. You can look at that. 5520 and 5205 per acre.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it keeps them equalized. With.
Do we want to put this with the other ag land for helping to review?
We can, because my opinion is you could, because at an 8.4, we kind of look at it initially as an acreage, which is why we would have it in their stack. Because usually anything under 15, we're not looking at it if somebody's farming it. In this particular case, it is contiguous to farm, making it.
Doug did this.
Oh, he reviewed it already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's Doug's recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll go with the recommendation.
All right.
Well, that ends all the reviews.
How many more do we have? Like another 100 and something?
Probably.
Three more today. I think we're at 178 total.
And we'll do them on the 20,
finish up?
Same the 20th. The 20th? The next meeting.
The next meeting.
How open are you to be meeting between the 20th and the 25th if you wait that long? We have ag hearings the 8th of July. We have, they have hearings on the 8th of July. They have hearings on the 15th of July. By the 20th, we could have all the referees' recommendations, I assume, but are you going to be able to do all 100 and some on the 20th? Did you have it done before the 25th? 25.
You know, it depends on what time we start. You know, if we start at 10 o'clock, do some in the morning, recess, go to lunch, come back, do the rest before the meeting, I think we would, wouldn't you?
On the 20th, you mean?
On the 20th.
Instead of doing, well, it's up to you guys.
Well, you can try it, and if you have to, meet one other day between the 20th and 25th.
What time would be a good time to start in the morning? 9 o'clock?
9, 10.
Start at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, 3 hours in the morning, and then in the afternoon we'd have
another 3.
Another 2 hours.
Well, the meeting starts at 2 o'clock.
No, or this started at 3. The regular meeting had started at 3.
We had claims
3.
That day, though, right?
Oh, yeah, but we went back to lunch. Okay.
We got claims?
We got claims that day, though, so you'd have to go through the claims. I would say that if we started at 9 o'clock, we should be able to get through them all and, you know, be done by 2.
Yeah, that's a different time to do claims.
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock on the 20th.
Okay.
Back in the day, we used to do that as a rule.
Down with that contest, please.
It's off early.
Okay. any mail or emergency business? Any public comment?
No public here to go.
Board of Corrections is adjourned.
Okay. Now,
the board.
We're on.
Of equalization.
Board of Equalization.
You learned it from me.
Yeah, I did. No. You know, this weekend he got us all. I think it's all gone.
My brother-in-law and I know we lost. You know, we were drinking at the time. Rick, I want to reconvene. So now.
Is Mark here or not?
We adjourned.
Yes.
The Board of Commissioners.
Okay.
We're done.
So we're done? We ain't going on a jail tour today?
Yes, we are.
Let's go on the jail tour. Is the mark there?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ken, we leave these with
that
you.
That was my day.
No, they're yours.
I'm going to leave mine in Tony's office and then we'll have it here.
Whatever.
Hey, Bill, what the hell's going on here?
Oh,
hey, we adjourn over there. We adjourn over there. Yeah, if Sheree or Ken, whoever
I adjourned the meeting, I did too. Yeah, we thought that.
He
convened
it and then
re-adjourned.
Yeah.
We're going to record.
Can I withdraw my turn or what?
Put it on the next agenda.
Or anything.
I can put it on the next agenda.
Do the jail tour the next agenda.
Yeah. We got
time.
We have 3 months to do it.
Okay.
Let's go home. You're meeting adjourned.
Sorry, guys.